By the sleepy river, the water running deep. Along the bank in silence, a lonely figure creeps. Creel on back, rod in hand, and the worms in can. Although he is a boy at heart, the figure is a man. Where the river takes the bend, he sees the big fish rise. Stares into the murkiness, his hand shielding his eyes. Pushing through the nettles, he kneels down by the water. Puts the worm onto the hook, his gaze it does not falter. His heartbeat the only sound. In harmony with water whispering music in the ground. He casts out his long quill float, it swirls into the eddy. Quivering it dips, and with hand unsteady, he feels the fishes tremble, touching down the line. The hook is set, his heart beats faster, could it be this time? The cork upon the old cane rod is bending in his hand. The wild fish in the water, the man upon the land. The creature struggles harder to reach the roots of willow. Then with a jolt he wakes to find his head upon the billow. He rises from his bed, dresses in the darkness, one thought in his head. Quietly on his bicycle through the lazy lanes, down unto the river of his dream again. Through the misty meadow, by the old stone bridge, round the whirlpool quickly, through the haze of midge. Glimmer barely noticed, appears in eastern sky, reflects upon the water, beneath the fishes lie. The bait is cast into the depths, the ripples fade away. He rests his back against the oak, breathing in the day. Fishing for the fish of dreams, the fish that he will never catch, although so often seen. The day is growing slowly, dark shapes in the weed move beneath the surface as they begin to feed. Many times his heart stands still, it shivers through his line, holding him suspended in the silent watery time. But all too soon right overhead the sun begins to shine. He packs away his rod and reel, leaves river far behind. Tomorrow he will try again to find the secret place, musing of monsters in the deep, smile upon his face.